Good evening, welcome to my powerful talks. What we'll discuss today is you have to learn, learning and not earning. I once said this to my colleagues, I work to learn, not to earn, just to see their reaction. They laughed and they told me that that can't be possible. And they asked, and they continue to ask me if that is possible. They did not realize we are so frustrated with our jobs because we see it as a job. But if you look on the other side of the coin and you ask yourself, what will I learn from this? Can I use it in my goals or in my dreams? Okay, I know it's so hypocritical of me to say like money is nothing. We need money. And they say money can make the world go around. We need money to survive, support our lifestyle, our idea. And money comes from an idea. The company that you are working starts with an idea. The product you are buying starts with an idea. The chair, glasses, sunglasses, gadget starts with an idea. Before that idea materialized, they did not use the money to make that idea happen. They used their mind to make it happen. But money supports the idea. That idea will come by learning. Learning is not just in school, but through experience, through your failures. So if you are working to survive for the day, you can never grow. I remember this from one of my friends that he told me, why do you still work here? Is it for convenience or growth? People who earn more were frustrated, just like the people who earn less, because there is no passion in what they are doing. But if you know your purpose or goals, you are working to learn, not to earn. Your earning side is to make ends meet. But the most important thing is, what will you learn? When you apply for a job, if you don't have an experience, it's hard to get a job. But if you have an experience for years, companies want you. They put you on a higher position because you are more valuable, more than your competitors for that job. And I heard from Robert Kiyosaki the word, work to learn, not to earn. I did not understand. But when I started improving myself, I finally understand what it meant. Then I started to pursue what I want in my life. I quit my job and look for a job where I can learn. I apply for sales to learn. I apply in marketing to learn. I started in investing to learn. And the best part, I fail and fail. But instead of complaining or quitting on failure, I learn. I look for what I will learn. In your journey to your passion, there are always failure, doubts, and frustrations. It's normal. But do not forget the question, what will I learn? Always keep your mind sharp. Good luck and God bless you guys.